Raman bhai.
Nishan, do you think you are today's knock was something special, something different, because not only score at a fast pace but completed 100 with the big six?
Well, yeah, completing 100 with a 6 was a special to me, but as I started well in the first test, I mean starting well in the series meant a lot, and scoring 100 at home was a special one to me. So I just wanted to continue my form, and obviously I was batting well. Day one pitch, I just wanted to capitalize. Obviously we lost a couple of early wickets. But after that, myself and Virat spoke that we wanted to build a partnership, and the way Virat batted, I mean, the kind of partnership we had was a crucial one for the team.
Rohit?
Cheteshwar, fine bat from 38 for 2. Could you talk about the wickets and the manner of the dismissals? It seemed that the batsmen who fell were a little loose off their posture.
Not really. I think both the openers have scored many runs playing in the Indian conditions and even abroad. So I don't think there's anything wrong with their technique. Sometimes, obviously, you do get out, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that technique. Sometimes you just have to accept.
Kaushik
bhai,
the
core batting group has sort of played together for the last 3 years or so. The bad partnerships with different guys at different stages. You had a big stand with Vijay in the last game, now with Shohli in this game. Does each partnership, how do you build partnerships with different players? Does your approach change with your partner, or is it the same?
Not really. I think when you're playing test cricket, especially when I'm batting top of the order, my approach doesn't change. But obviously we discuss about how to bat in particular situation. And there was a time when myself and Virat spoke that we need to accelerate a little bit. And we were able to accelerate, and we wanted to dominate in one particular time, at one particular time. So it's about just reading the game and then batting according to the situation, rather than just worrying about who the partner is. Obviously, I've played with all the players for junior cricket. Some of them I've played under 19, and some of them I've played for the India A team. So I know most of the guys really well. So when it comes to batting with them, I think it's not just about understanding the partner, it's about understanding the situation, which is more important.
The last time you attended the press conference, you spoke about the virtues of communication, and that was one of the reasons why you did well with Vijay in last quarter. Was it some kind of, like a proper communication with the captain, with Vijay in so many run out chances? And how did you explain that?
I think I wouldn't say that there was any gap as far as communication was concerned. Cricketing aspect was perfect, but as far as running between the wicket was concerned, I think we didn't judge the singles well, especially in the first session. But once there was a lunch time, we had a chat how we want to go in the next session. And if you look at the time between the lunch and tea sessions, we didn't miss many singles, and the way we were running between the wicket in the second session was much, much better. So I think when it comes to communications, we had a chat during the lunch time, and things got better.
Chiteshwar, what have you done different after the Caribbean tour? Because let's talk about your strike rate being too low. So what have you done different after that?
I think I haven't changed much as far as technique is concerned. It's just the intent. I spoke to Anil bhai after the West Indies series and even during the New Zealand series, and what he told me is that you've been scoring a lot of runs in domestic cricket, even in the international matches. The way I started off in the New Zealand series, I got 50s, 60s and 70s, and then I was missing out on 100s. So what he told me is that there's nothing wrong with the way I'm batting. Probably the area where I can improve is the intent, and that is what I've worked on.
Satish.
Can you assess the pitch for us, and how do you guys see it in the next couple of days or so?
I think it was probably day one. Yeah, it is. In India, we mostly see that it's always good for batting. Even if we see in the last test match, Rajkot, day one was really good to bat on. Even day two was good to bat on at Rajkot. I don't know how it will shape up starting from tomorrow, but we are expecting it to turn a little more than what it happened in Rajkot. So if we bat well, we are looking to put up a good good total on the board, and then let's see how it turns up on day 3.
You said you decide on a time to attack and then you just go for it. What are the things that kind of contribute to you deciding that this is the time to attack? Because after lunch, India just took off.
I think, see, we were assessing the conditions. We were also trying to figure out what their game plans were. So, you always, you can't, I mean, pre-decide about when do you want to attack, especially when you're playing the test format. So, when you're on the field, you communicate with your partner, and then once you feel that now this is the time, I mean, when you can accelerate. So, it always depends on the situation. You just have to assess the conditions, assess the bowlers, assess the game plan, and then take a call.
Stubbs short,
so
you and Virat and Neil got Virat out. Did the two of you feel like that was quite a tricky period to bat in?
Sorry, could you please?
Then Stubbs ball short and Paul's got Virat out. Did you and Virat think that was quite a tricky time putting
the mind? Not really. I think there was one error where he didn't control the pull shot well. But after that, I think the way he was batting and the way I was judging the bounce, we felt that if we continue rotating the strike, continue batting the way we have been batting, there wouldn't be any more trouble. It was just one shot where he didn't control it well, but apart from that, if you look at the way he was batting, you, both of us were in control of the game.
Last question.
You
said
extension to your partnership with Virat. You guys have different style of play, different style of batting. Can you tell us exactly about the way you guys batted today? How is it batting with Virat and the communication, everything, the whole aspect of batting with Virat?
Well, the way he was batting, I think he likes to play shots and the kind of runs he has scored in all the formats of the game. So it's always, I always enjoy batting with him because he likes to dominate. Talking about my batting, I think I am in good form. So I just wanted to continue that form, and once both of us were set, we just wanted to capitalize on the situation. We were rotating the strike really well, and when there was an opportunity to score quick runs, we did. So overall, I think it was really good. I enjoyed batting with him.
Thank you very much.